What is squishy, water-resistant, and on kids' feet everywhere? The answer is Crocs. These clog-like shoes are a popular choice among kids and teens and even some parents. But are they bad for developing feet? NPR health correspondent Maria Godoy investigates.
One, two, three.
I'm standing outside an elementary school in suburban Maryland, 13, watching kids stream out at the end of the day.
14, 15, 16.
Counting how many of them are wearing Crocs.
It's grown up.
It's a lot.
21 pairs of Crocs in like 2 minutes or less.
Even as fall gets underway, kids and teens are still turning to Crocs as their footwear of choice. That includes 14-year-old high schooler Liliana Saunders.
I'm wearing a black hoodie with black leggings and white socks with black Crocs.
She says Crocs are her daily shoe.
Because they are comfortable and I like, they're really easy and functional, especially like getting out of the house and like it's very quick and easy.
Dr. Priya Parthasarathy is a podiatrist in Silver Spring, Maryland, and a spokesperson for the American Podiatric Medical Association. As a mom of three, she says Crocs can be great for certain situations.
I say that Crocs are a godsend when you're trying to get out of the house because my three-year-old can put them on independently, right?
But as a podiatrist who sees many kids and teens, she's seeing issues that come from wearing Crocs all day, every day.
I've seen more like structural issues, you know, heel pain, arch pain, sometimes more hammer toes because you have to grip the shoe to keep them on. And so the toes are overworking.
Parthasarathy is one of many podiatrists who say Crocs aren't the best choice for all-day footwear for kids. She says one problem is that Crocs and their knockoffs are not particularly stable. While they do come with a heel strap, a lot of kids ignore it and wear them like slides. She says they also lack arch support, and they're not great at wicking away moisture, which can lead to blisters over time.
Those things combined doesn't make it a really good, stable form of footwear for all-day use.
She's also seen kids with foot injuries after their Crocs slid off. Dr. Amitabh Iyer is an orthopedic foot and ankle surgeon at Johns Hopkins. He says the problem with wearing any shoes that are a little too loose is that if you have to sort of shuffle in them when you walk, that can lead to subtle changes in your gait. And over time, these changes can take a toll on the foot, the ankle, and even the rest of the body.
As silly as it might sound, you know, the foot bone connected to the ankle bone, if you will, from the nursery rhyme, so to speak, all these things were interlinked.
We reached out to Crocs. They say they are unaware of any substantiated health complications from their products. Iyer agrees there's not a lot of long-term data, and he's not coming for your Crocs. After all, his kids wear them too.
Using them is great. They're comfortable, as many people describe, but they may have downstream effects if they're used, like if they're the only type of shoe wear that you're using.
Ideally, kids would alternate their Crocs with other sturdier shoes, especially when running around. Podiatrist Priya Parthasarathy says that's particularly true for toddlers, since they're still figuring out the whole walking thing. If kids refuse to wear anything else, Parthasarathy says just keep an eye out for signs of foot discomfort, like complaints of tired or hurting feet. But as long as they seem okay, she says it's not worth fighting over Crocs.
Even if they wear them all day and they're not complaining of foot issues, no, it's not the worst thing in the world.
After all, she says, parents have enough to worry about already. Maria Godoy, NPR News.